There was, before the Hall Road was built, mm-hmm. and before the Yukon Bridge was designed, there is what we call the Winter Ice Road.
Right.
And one of the original crew members talked about an ice bridge. Can you explain what an old ice bridge was like during that time, especially in Alaska?
Well, I can tell you the stuff that bothered me about the ice bridge. People building ice bridges didn't have a clue of what they were doing. What these guys did, they went upstream of the piers we were building and put in a reinforced, thickened ice bridge upstream. Well, guess what happened? It break up.
Right.
Here's the pier downstream. Now, what kind of a thought process would do that?
Was the bridge being built?
Yes.
And
the piers had to handle that breakup with that ice bridge reinforced with a bunch of junk thrown in it.
So they had an ice bridge prior to the what we call the modern day Yukon Bridge.
Right.
And then while that was built, they still built an ice bridge.
Right. It was being built, yeah. But so those piers had to sustain a breakup with that thickened ice thing in there. Well, you can imagine the increased force on the piers. The piers are held down by superstructure weight. There's no superstructure on them. And so these guys did this, and nobody caught them or blew the whistle on it. I about had a heart attack when they found out what was going on up there.
What was the distance upstream that they were doing the ice bridge?
I don't know, a quarter, half mile. I don't know exactly. I'd been across it, but that always bothered me, and I always thought, anyway, that was the only thing that really bothered me about the whole thing, and lack of thinking on a lot of people's parts. Mm-hmm. But see, they wouldn't know how the piers were designed. It wouldn't dawn on the average layman, but some of the other personnel should have known better. But anyway, thing came down, scarred up the pier. There were some cables and stuff in the ice bridge, I guess, scarred up the concrete a little bit, but other than that, didn't hurt it. So it wasn't a big deal.
Oh, it's quite a strong bridge.
Well, it just showed how strong it was.
If it had to deal with the natural forces and then what was being built.
Right.